You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Ryssdal. We talk a lot on this show about businesses trying to make it in this economy. And for nonprofit businesses and the people who work in them, every day can bring something new. That is the setup for today's installment of our series, My Economy, stories of people and how they're getting by.
I'm Holly Kirkendall, and I am the curator at the Wood County Historical Center in Bowling Green, Ohio. I actually grew up in a town north of here called Maumee, Ohio, which is about half an hour away. When I was 15 years old, I started volunteering at our local museum in Maumee, and I've always been very interested in history. When I became the curator at the Wood County Historical Center, I realized that it was just as much my job to pay attention to the budget. When I go to create an exhibit and I'm looking at proofs, or I am thinking about what is going to be put out for the general public to read when they come through, I'm really thinking about printing cost, even down to the cost of how many times do I need to print this out on our copier, because every time we print something, it costs the organization budgeted money. Our main admission is only $7, and actually that's pretty low for a museum. But if we are in an economic downturn, then even $7, people are going to question that. Nonprofits are interesting because we don't have something that's going to bring in, you know, extra advertising dollars, or that we would be able to sell in such a way that you're making millions of dollars by ticket sales or by event sales. We are providing knowledge to the local community. If our product is not something tangible like a pair of shoes or a television, what are we giving a visitor for their money? I've been trained in this job to really look at the big picture and how do I plan for these long-term goals. Because again, being a nonprofit employee, we don't make as much as people in the for-profit world. My parents are retired, and you know, my dad would not be so lucky if he wasn't a retired union employee. So it's just, you know, thinking towards the future of what am I going to do when I don't have a steady income and I'm, you know, living on my retirement, and if there is Social Security still.
That's Holly Kirkendall in Bowling Green, Ohio. She's the curator at the Wood County Historical Center and Museum. Now, this series only works with your help, so please let us know what's happening in your economy at marketplace.org.